Rainy Day in New York, which is the long delayed Woody Allen rom-com. Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, well, so Timothy Chalamet's character is called Gatsby Wells. Okay? Hmm. And literally every time he says his name, I'm surprised that everyone on screen doesn't go, "What? You're called what?" Anyway, so he's this poor little posh kid, and he's at, I think it's Yardley College, and then he's with his girlfriend. He needs to go into New York City. He's avoiding his family. She, played by Elle Fanning, is a journalist who's got an appointment to interview a famous film director, and all things kind of contrive that they get separated. She goes off with the film director. He is walking along a street. He meets up with an old friend who's making a movie, and he suddenly gets given a role in the movie in which he has to kiss Selena Gomez. And all I could think during this whole scene is, where's the guy that you cast to do that role? This is like you've never been on a movie set in your life. Oh, this is your 48th feature. Anyway, here's a clip.
You have a girlfriend. Who's your girlfriend?
Her name's Ashley. She's from Yardley. Well, she's from Tucson originally.
Tucson? You're dating a girl from Arizona.
Do you have your permission?
What do you guys talk about? Cactus?
Rattlesnakes.
Wow. Arizona. That'll be great for your asthma.
I don't have asthma.
It's funny, when we were kissing, I thought I heard you wheezing.
You know, I always remembered you as a very snotty kid.
Ready?
Yeah, well, what are you up to now?
I'm studying design at the Fashion Institute.
Oh, that's unique.
So, I mean, you'll know from the news stories that what happened was that the Amazon dropped it. There was a legal suit. Then I think the rights reverted to Woody Allen. This was all to do with all the, you know, the negative publicity surrounding Woody Allen. Let's just focus on the film. It's rubbish, and it's a real shame just how rubbish it is. I think it's his worst film, or at least it's the worst film of his that I can bring to mind. It was basically, for one thing, so he has no ear whatsoever for young dialogue, so consequently the script makes Timothée Chalamet end up speaking like a young person doing a terrible impression of Woody Allen. The lines are awful. Time flies, yeah, but it flies coach. It's got gags in it. There's an awful lot of stuff about rain that reminds you of the gag that he made years and years ago in, I think, Play It Again, Sam. You know, I love the rain. It washes memories off the sidewalk of life. But this time it's not a gag. It's like, hey, the rain in New York. The plot is all over the place. The performances, I mean, quite an interesting cast, but universally rubbish performances. The whole thing looked second. Honestly, I kind of got really annoyed with it after a while, because it was so poorly put together, so poorly thought out, so shonkily acted. And, you know, subsequently, a number of members of the cast have disowned the film, not for reasons of that, and have, you know, donated their salaries to charities. I said that the greatest misstep of it is that there is a movie within a movie that looks like it's being made by somebody who has never made a movie. I was crushing. Have you seen this? Have you?
No, I'm about 10 minutes into it, and I'm a massive fan of Woody Allen's work. And you know, Diane Keating is one of my movie heroes, and I love how he writes comedy, and it's so disappointing to hear that this isn't.
Yeah, it is really, it's not just that it's not up to scratch, it's like somebody doing a really terrible Woody Allen impression. It is rubbish. You know, I mean, just you run out of steam sometimes. I mean, if you put it next to something like Magic in the Moonlight, which is completely incidental and forgettable, suddenly that starts to look like Citizen Kane. I mean, what's amazing about it is just how badly made it is. It's a really, I can't say it enough. Mm. It's rubbish.